Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme, with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how people are using some of the most powerful cards in Magic's history. And today, we have a very special lesson from CEDH, because it's also kind of a lesson from reality television. I got to sit down with none other than Callahan of the Mind Sculptors, who shared with me their new theory about how, really, you can learn a lot about how to politic at the Commander table from an unusual source on reality television. This conversation was something that Callahan was very passionate about, and as a result, it ran pretty long. So that's why I'm skipping over a lot of our regular preamble. I will just take a quick moment to thank you for joining us today. If you enjoy the episode, don't forget to give us a like and subscribe on YouTube or whatever your normal podcast consumption outlet of choice is. I have also uploaded the full hour and 15-minute conversation that Callahan and I had about this concept that they were sharing with us. So I'm going to present for you an abridged version of the conversation in this particular episode. And then I will also upload a full version of that conversation for you to enjoy if you want something a little bit longer form. Without further ado, let me introduce the basic concepts of Callahan's theory about how you can learn a lot about Commander politics by watching a reality television show like Survivor.
Is that I feel like you can learn more about how to play the game of EDH, of Commander, better from watching a season of Survivor, the reality television show that's been on for 20 plus years, then you can from actually watching legacy gameplay or vintage and those sorts of things. And I don't mean this from a mechanics, how to play Magic standpoint. I mean this more from an overarching standpoint. Like, How do you play the game?
Callahan then dug down and tried to explain a little bit more about why Survivor in particular felt so familiar to them, why it felt like just sitting down at a Commander table.
And so the more that I started watching it, the more it like clicked for me where I was like, oh, this is just the same way you talk to each other in a game of Commander, where like somebody's going to win the game eventually, but we make all these little sub-alliances and these things and that things. We make little deals and all these like ways of approaching the game. And then I started really paying attention to the show. And then all of these things just started to fall into place for me.
I asked Callahan to give a very brief rundown of how does a season of Survivor actually work? How does the game actually play out? Because full disclosure, I have never seen an episode of Survivor before in my life, or really very much of any reality television. And basically the game breaks down like this. At the start of the season, a crew of anywhere between 16 to 20 people come onto the island. They are then given a few survival tools when they first arrive at the island, and apart from that, they have to survive. They'll compete in challenges, which may reward them with a nice meal, or other tools or comforts that they can use to actually physically survive on the island, and then other challenges will allow them to gain something called immunity. There are other variations on this, but immunity basically means that once you have that immunity idol, you cannot be voted off the island. Being voted off the island is kind of the loss condition for Survivor. In the first half of the season, it's your own team voting to get rid of a person who they may think is a big threat for later on in the season, or just somebody who's not pulling their weight, or just somebody who rubbed somebody else the wrong way. Once you are voted off the island, you are out of the game. In the second half of the season, the tribes collapse into a single group, everybody comes together, and at that point, players who are voted off the island will then stick around as the quote-unquote jury, who will make the decisions of who gets to stay versus who gets to go from the island, who ultimately played the best game. Ultimately, only one player can be the winner of a season of Survivor, just like there can really only be one winner to a pot of Commander. Callahan then explained what a winning strategy in Survivor looks like.
There are three pillars to a successful way to win Survivor. and that is your physical ability to win challenges and, like, survive in the wild. Then there's also the social aspect of the game, which is your ability to forge alliances with other players, manage the jury, all these different things, and the ability to be a threat and have people see that you played a good game, but not play so hard that you become a target immediately, which is a thing that we can circle back to. And then the third pillar is your strategy, which is how you balance those other two pillars. A couple of the seasons they've had, like, pro athletes on. Both of those guys were like, I know I can win these physical challenges. Like, I know that I can do this, but I'm going to make sure that I pick and choose where I am winning those challenges so that people don't perceive me as the comp beast.
Now, some of these may seem a little bit abstract considering where we're coming from as a reality television show versus a tabletop game of Commander, but there are probably some similarities you're beginning to see between these three pillars that Callahan laid out in this discussion, and then some of the skills that are really effective at the Commander table.
Your ability to pilot that deck and know the contents of your deck, know how it functions, know which lines to take, all of that, that is what I would compare as the physical component of the game. It is very much something that you bring over from 1v1 Magic that is very, very important, which is knowing your deck and being familiar with it. The next portion of this is the social aspect of it. How am I going to talk to the table? How am I going to interact with my opponents? How am I going to... Something's on the stack, we need to deal with this. Am I going to be straight up honest and be like, I can stop this, but if this happens, then I don't have anything for this. Are you going to manipulate and lie to your opponents so that you can win? That's also a way that you can play the game socially. That's part of the social dynamic. And then there's the strategy. And this is where you really meld the two together. And it's, what commander am I choosing? Because that says a lot, right? About how you... If I walk in with Rog Silas, you know what I'm doing. You know what type of game I'm playing. You know how I'm going to be approaching this game. There's zero question, right? If I line up against Lavinia and you're behind me in turn order, you should probably mulligan away your zero mana rocks, because heads up, I'm going to be playing Lavinia on turn one.
So to summarize those three pillars that Callahan went over, the first pillar is your actual skill and rules mastery with your deck in particular and the game of Magic in general. Your ability to navigate interesting and difficult situations, your ability to find outs where other players may not be able to find them, and navigate your way to victory. The next pillar is the social pillar, the way you're actually going to navigate the social interactions at the table, how you will talk to, speak with, and talk about your opponents at the table. How will you manage threat levels that your opponents are presenting? How will you discuss things with them? How will you point out things that are worrying you and try to direct attention away from you in the direction you want? We've done a couple of episodes on this in the past as well. That third and final strategy pillar that Callahan outlined as a successful strategy for Survivor turns itself in Commander into your ability to present yourself and your position at the table. Are you choosing to play the very aggressive combo deck, or are you saying, I'm going to play the control-focused deck that's going to lean for value in the long game? Are you going to present a commander who is going to get a lot of heat, like Korvald or Chulainn at a casual table, or a deck that's going to require everybody to band together to stop at a CDH table, like Krok and Shakashima, or Cody? Or are you just going to break out the casual deck that's made you a name at your local gaming store as the player to beat, because if they don't eliminate you fast, Sir Conrad is going to grind everybody out and that'll be it? In a lot of ways, the commander you choose is the face that you present to your opponents at the table, and making wise decisions with this, particularly in high-stakes settings like a tournament setting, are a very good way to manage expectations and help you better navigate the strategy and social aspect of a Commander game. Now, these three pillars are really interesting and can really help us to inform how we navigate the social and strategic elements at a Commander table. But it does beg the question, doesn't this mean that through these conversations, I am giving away one of my big strategic advantages by revealing information that was formerly hidden? Aren't I giving up ground and really giving up equity by telling people that I'm holding a counterspell?
So you might hear me saying, oh, I have a counterspell. I didn't say what the counterspell was. Now, if I tell you exactly what I have, that is a much different thing than I have an answer for that or I have a counterspell. And again, you've kind of seen different people use like ad nauseum as their answer in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
But like that is part of your social game, right? Where something will happen and a player will go, do you have any way to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
And a player will go like, yes, I can probably deal with this. And then I'll hear a third person go, ad nauseum doesn't count. And then you'll learn real quick based on their answer whether they were trying to play you or not. Mm-hmm. And even in Survivor, there's that dynamic of how you answer questions reflects real quick. Like people can see through your bullshit a lot of times. And unless you're really good at playing that game, and the people who are really good at it usually win.
That's about the long and the short of it. I did ask Callahan if they had any suggestions for other television programs or other types of games where you may be able to hone some of these skills that you see in an episode or season of Survivor, just so that way we don't have a barrier to entry of consume 42 seasons of reality television in order to be a top-tier Commander player. Callahan suggested some reality television shows such as The Circle, which is on Netflix, a much shorter two-season commitment, which they feel could be a very helpful introduction to a lot of the social ideas which they found to be so successful in Survivor. Social deduction games, whether they come in the form of a video game such as Among Us or a tabletop game such as Werewolf or Mafia or Secret Hitler, or if you want a really long-form version of it, something like the Battlestar Galactica board game, all of these can be really good ways to hone those social skills and the ability to speak to opponents while trying to strive towards your own goals, but not betraying your overall strategy. How about you? What kind of social games do you enjoy where you've really honed your political skills? There are some other video games or tabletop games, or even just some strategies you've discovered playing games of Commander, whether competitively or casually. We want to hear about it. Please let us know on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mind Podcast. You can feel free to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode, but I really want to hear from you in the comments about what types of things you have made use of in your games. You can also send us an email, where we are gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com, or you can add us on Twitter, where we are @gemstonemindmtg. A reminder that even though I could not fit the full contents of our conversation with Callahan into this particular episode, I have uploaded the entire conversation to YouTube as a separate video. You can click on the link in the description, or a card should be popping up now to point you to it. But as we start to sign out, I'd like to throw it back to Callahan one more time before the end of the episode so they can let you know where you can find them.
Yeah, so if you want to follow me on Twitter and see me yell about this, because I have been doing a lot of that recently, you can follow me @CallahanIsHere. You can also, if you want to follow any of my projects that I do, I am the league commissioner of the MLC, which is Major League Commander, which is a NFL sports style version of playing EDH over 10 weeks. You can follow that @MLC_league. If you aren't already following the Mind Sculptors, which is my main project, my day job, if you will, you can follow us on Twitter @SculptyBoys, and you can literally just search the Mind Sculptors on YouTube, Spotify, any of those platforms, and our podcast will pop up. And fun fact, if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I will read your review at the beginning of the show. So those are the things I do. You can follow us at Sculpty Boys on Twitter, and there's a ton of us. So we're kind of, in the words of my wife, we are a CEDH hype house, which I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
If somehow you have found this little corner of the internet without finding out about the Mind Sculptors first, please go check them out and all the work that Callahan puts into Major League Commander and all of their other projects. It's such good stuff. I will tell you, I don't think that I would be here today recording this episode without Callahan and the Mind Sculptors there to blaze the trail before us. So until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.